Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Wara' wa Tharki Shubuhat, the chapter on piety and abstaining from doubtful. In Arabic, this word Wara' refers to abstaining from those things that are permissible in order that a person refrains from those things that are impermissible. In other words, a person is on a level of piety such that he's careful. We all know that if a person does something haram, it's guna, it's wrong, he's not supposed to do it. But there are certain things in life that because to prevent ourselves from reaching haram, even those things that are permissible, we stay away from. So these are certain things. For example, I'll give a simple example. If a person just goes to the beach, now in itself to go to the beach, there's nothing haram about it. But he knows that if I'm going to go there, I'm going to end up looking at the wrong thing. So because I'm going to look at the wrong things, there are going to be other people there, there are people well-dressed. So even he leaves out something that is permissible to save himself from something that is impermissible. Or like that, if a person knows that I want to read the newspaper, especially the newspapers that we get in our time, magazines that we get, there may be some articles that are good in there. There may be some articles that are good. Now it's permissible to read that good article, but he knows that if I'm going to open up this magazine, I'm going to open up this tabloid, I'm going to open up the internet, for example, there's a great chance that I'm going to end up reading or seeing the wrong thing. So he leaves out something that is permissible to save himself from something that is impermissible, that is known as wara. That a person goes on this level of piety, that he's trying to save himself so much from haram, that even sometimes he'll have to keep himself away from something that is permissible. And we see in the hadith example, one young person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, can I kiss my wife whilst I'm fasting? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him no. Although in itself it does not break the fast, but it can lead a person to breaking his fast. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped him day and day. And when an old person came and asked the same question, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted him, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam knew that this old person had some time of control over himself, so he won't reach that point. So therefore this is something that is part of our deen, where a person stays away even from things that are permissible, so that he can save himself from those things that are impermissible. It doesn't mean that everything that is permissible, certain things that we know that become the avenue of sin, that is very likely a person is going to end up in sin. Now he's careful, he saves himself from those avenues. Another one is sometimes in itself for a person to sleep late, a person who's spending his time doing the correct things, for example, he's reading Quran Sharif, a person is reading Nafil Namaz, a person is having a talk with his family, having some good light moments with his family, for example, he's spending some time, he's speaking to them about Deen, about Akhirat. In itself, there's nothing wrong, but if he knows I'm going to sleep late and I'm going to wake up, I'm not going to miss, I'm going to miss my Fajr. So this may be a means of me missing my Fajr. Now, he even leaves that out. Therefore, in Shariat, we encourage to sleep early also. Why a person will save himself from something that is haram by him missing his Fajr Salah. Anyway, going on. So the first part is Wara wa Tarki Shubuhat. The second part of this chapter is abstaining from the doubtful. Here ulama explain what is shubuhat, what is meant by doubtful. Doubtful means where a person has to make a call, that is this thing right or is it wrong. A person is in a situation he is not sure about. A person is travelling on an aeroplane and he is hearing so much that the meals that are served there are not halal. But the person, the steward that is serving it, is saying everything is halal. So now he has to make a call, is it halal, is it not halal. So now when a person has to make that call, is it right or is it not right, that is known as shubuhat, doubtful. Or because there's contradicting evidence to prove, or there's contradicting opinions on something, now Sharia is so beautifully telling out, leave it out. Where there's a doubt, leave it out. This is where this is coming from, wa tarkish shubuhat. So this is the difference between wara' and shubuhat. So the first ayat here that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, قال الله تعالى وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. Allah Ta'ala says, you think that the matter is trivial, whereas it is grave in Allah Ta'ala's sight. We'll explain this just now. وقال تعالى إن ربك لبالمرصاد. In Surah Fajr, Allah Ta'ala says that surely your sustainer is ever vigilant. Mirsad is on watch. You get a security guard that is watching a certain property. He's got his post there and he's looking. This is what is meant by Allah Ta'ala is bil mirsad. Inna rabbaka la bil mirsad. Allah Ta'ala is on watch. Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time. How can we ever go into something that is wrong, go into anything that is guna? Under this ayat وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا. You think that it's trivial, but in the eyesight of Allah Ta'ala, it's something that is very, very big. The Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali mentions one incident, that there was one buzruk, that he was writing a letter. Now in those days, to write a letter, you need to take that pen that you got, you dip it in the ink, and then you would write the letter. And now to dry the ink on the paper, what they would do is they'd sprinkle sand on the letter, on the paper that they have written the letter. And then what they'll do is, after some time, they'll dust that sand off. Now what that sand does is it absorbs the excess ink. So that's what it will do. It will help to dry the letter up quickly. So they would sprinkle sand, and then after a time they would sprinkle that sand out. So there was a buzruk that had written a letter, and he was renting a property, unbaked property. In other words, not like how we have either tiles or paint and plaster. It was just that kacha ghar, they call it, that it had those clay bricks, unplastered, unpainted. So he didn't have any sand in the house that he was renting. And now what he thought to himself, what I'll do is I'll just scrape a little bit of sand off these bricks that are here, these unbaked bricks, and I'll use that sand. He thought it to himself, this is trivial. I mean, what is there if I just scrape a little bit of sand and I use it for that letter? So he thought it to be trivial. But the thought went through his mind that this is a rented house, how can I do this to somebody else's property? But anyway, he gave it another thought and he said, no, it is trivial. So he scraped that sand off and used it for the letter. The Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali says, that night this man had, this buzruk had a dream. And in the dream he heard a voice saying that, kal pata chalega ke ye mitti mamooli tha ya mamooli nahi tha. He said that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah you'll come to know whether the sand that you took off the walls was trivial or not trivial. On the day of Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala will show it to you, that what you thought was trivial, but in the sight of Allah Ta'ala it was a very great thing. Someone else's property and you're scraping the sand off the walls. See how these buzruks, immediately Allah Ta'ala would correct him. One person had written to Hazrat Mullah Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, and he said, tell me that looking at a woman, a ghair mahram woman, is this a big guna or is this a small guna? That was the question he had written to Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali. So what a beautiful answer Mullah Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali wrote back to him. He said that to create an inferno, to create a fire, a small chingari, a small flame or a big flame, both will do the same thing. Both will create an inferno. You don't ask the question whether it's a small flame that created this fire or a big flame. You ever heard of a building burning down? People asking, did it start with a small flame or did it start with a big flame? Both does the job of creating an inferno. In other words, if it is a small guna or a big guna, both have the potential of destroying a person's iman. And then an example is given that a person has smoked a cigarette and he's got that stub there that is still lit. He won't take it and put it in his cupboard the way his clothes are, and say, no, it's a small flame. It's only a small flame. It will do no harm. He'll be careful that even that small flame, that small stumpy of his, that he'll smash it. He won't put it in the cupboard where the clothing is. Why? The clothing can get burnt. The cupboard can get burnt. The house can get burnt. But when it comes to gunas, why do we ask ourselves, is it a small guna or is it a big guna? Both have the potential of destroying a person's iman. That small gaze or that big gaze, both a person should stay away from. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. See how these buzruks would think. They're not interested if it's small or it's big. They look to see the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look to see who we will be displeasing. That is enough for us to say that we mustn't do it. Forget whether it's a small guna or it's a big guna. So this ayat Allah Ta'ala is saying that you think the matter is trivial, whereas it is very, very grave. It is big in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of staying away from those things that are doubtful and practicing on piety. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.